This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke billowed into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Monday after an explosion. The Israel-Hamas war continues, sparked by the unprecedented October 7th raid into southern Israel, in which militants killed around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted around 250 hostages. Israel says the militants are still holding around 100 hostages and the remains of more than 30 others. Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians, according to local health officials, around two-thirds of them children and women. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, and on Monday he urged for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Saudi Arabia, Blinken said Gaza's humanitarian situation is a catastrophe, and the best way to ease it is to reach an elusive deal to stop the fighting.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
And he hopes Hamas makes the right call.
They have to decide. And they have to decide quickly.
Even without a deal, Blinken says improving conditions in Gaza is vital, while Israel has allowed more aid in.
It's not enough.
And he'll use this trip, his seventh to the region since the war started, to press Israeli leaders to boost the flow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the Red Sea, the latest assault in their campaign against international shipping and the crucial maritime route. The attack on Monday happened off the coast of Yemen. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center. This is VOA News. More than 40 people have died in southwestern Kenya following heavy rains which spawned devastating flooding across the country. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan rescue teams are searching for survivors swept away by floods Sunday night in the Mahi Mahi area of Nakuru County. Heavy rainfall caused a dam to burst its banks, adding to the casualties from the flash flooding. According to residents, at least 16 homes were swept away in the area. Kenyan Transport Minister Kipchumba Murkomen and Nakuru County Governor Susan Kihika visited the flood zone to assess the damage and mobilize authorities and agencies for rescue operations and aid distribution to the victims. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenya's Interior Ministry says 5 people have been killed in a bomb attack in the remote north of the country near the border with Somalia. 5 other people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Somalia-based al-Shabaab militants affiliated with al-Qaeda have carried out other attacks in the area. The extremist group has threatened Kenyan forces over their years-long deployment to Somalia as part of multinational efforts to stabilize the Horn of Africa nation following more than 3 decades of conflict. South Korea's president talks to the opposition about cooperation after his party was routed in elections. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
South Korea's conservative president, Yoon Suk-yeol, has met with liberal opposition leader Lee Jae-myung for talks on how to revive bipartisan cooperation. Their meeting comes after Yoon's ruling party recently suffered a massive defeat in elections. Lee asked Yoon to accept special investigations into the death of a Marine last year and a special bill for the 2022 Itaewon crowd crush. Yoon had proposed the meeting as he faces growing calls to cooperate with Lee's Democratic Party, whose win in the April 10 elections allows it to extend its control of the single-chamber National Assembly. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Scotland's First Minister, Humza Yousaf, resigned on Monday. It triggers a leadership contest as the governing Scottish National Party seeks to heal internal divisions and strengthen its position ahead of Britain's parliamentary elections expected later this year. Yousaf's pro-independence party has been weakened by a campaign finance scandal and divisions over transgender rights. He was brought down by his decision to oust the Green Party from his governing coalition because of differences over climate change goals. He resigned after being unable to cobble together a majority in Scotland's devolved regional parliament. I'm Joe Ramsey.